Hello everybody and welcome back to Creativity in Progress. This is episode 10, which I'll be honest, I know I've said this quite a few times so far during these podcast recordings, but I am incredibly proud of myself for sticking to this for 10 weeks, or 11 weeks including the trailer. I will be honest, I have not been feeling good for the past week. It's always a bit of a weird one when I come and start a podcast record, because I never want these podcast episodes to be in any way, shape or form negative, or I don't want to start a recording and the instant go, do you know what, I'm really not feeling okay, and just have a massive rant, because that's not what these episodes are about. They're about helping us feel less alone in the field of being a creative. But I do think it's important to acknowledge when we aren't feeling so good, and for some reason I have been feeling incredibly anxious for the past few days, and I wouldn't say I'm in a bad place. I've just completed one of my most favourite drawings that I've ever done, of a tiger. I'm really, really proud of how that one came out. Really happy of how it came out. It was super, super challenging. But it was one of those pieces that I looked at when I was doing it, and I just was like, this is actually quite cool. And I'm just so grateful that I can do this, and that I've increased my skill set, or I've practiced enough in order to be able to do something or do a piece of work that a few years ago I would have run away a million miles away from. But I decided to embrace the challenge, and I think the reference photo that I chose was so highly contrasted. It was a beautiful reference photo. It was really, really rich in colour and contrast. And I think a lot of the time if you're a coloured pencil artist like me, we often shy away from those sort of reference photos because it can seem really difficult. It's easier to do with pastels or with paint, because obviously you can cover a lot more surface area and you can get a lot more bolder colours down. But I was really, really proud of how this one came out, and it was a really good piece for me. And it got quite a lot of traction, or it's gained quite a lot of traction over the past week on social media. And these are all really, really positive things. And I think when we have really positive times, it can be really, really difficult to understand. If you have got a tendency to feel a little bit more anxious sometimes, it can be really difficult to understand where that anxiety comes from. And you can kind of think, well, you know, I have a really, really great life, or I have a great business, or you know, I'm doing what I love doing, so why do these anxious thoughts and feelings keep chasing me? But I think it's important to acknowledge where we are having a bit of a low mental health week, or we are struggling a little bit. And that's kind of the subject that I want to talk about today. It's every week I have different ideas for different subjects, but I think for me to be more the most authentic version of myself and to bring you guys the most authentic version for the podcast, I do think sometimes it is about acknowledging exactly where I am at with these records, and talking about certain things that sometimes I don't find necessarily easy but are important. And as I said in previous episodes, it's not always going to be about let's talk about money, let's talk about social media, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. Sometimes it's more about mindset. I'm actually trying to get us out of a bit of a sticky point or a rut. So the thing that I want to talk about today is that you are your own thoughts. And this is something I have been pondering on as I took Charlie out this morning. Because I woke up and I was like, why do I feel like this? Like, I don't want to record today. I don't want to put myself on camera, to be honest. I've been definitely getting in my head. I'm sort of having those feelings and thoughts where it's like, who am I to have this podcast? I've been feeling really anxious about the subject matter. I think sometimes I can feel really overwhelmed. And I feel this is a responsibility, which I'm incredibly and so, so grateful for. But sometimes I do get in my head about it, and I'll be the first person to admit that. So yeah, today I want to talk to you guys about how we can try and control our thoughts a little bit better, and to become a little bit braver and a little bit bolder as well, because it is with great bravery today that I sit here before you and record this episode. And I think the first thing that I want to say is, as much as sometimes we can't necessarily understand where our anxiety or our mood comes from, I do think there are triggers in place that don't help with those. And what I mean by that is, sometimes I know if I've had a bad week where I haven't trained, or I haven't been in the gym as much as I normally would like to go, or I haven't been eating as well as I would like, I've been eating a lot of like heavier foods, or I haven't been getting enough sunshine, I haven't been sleeping well enough. These are all contributing factors to why I might feel a little bit lower, a little bit more anxious. And I've done a lot of work through therapy over the past 18 months to develop the most amount of self-awareness that I think I could be at right now. Well, obviously I'm at a stage of self-awareness now where I can understand the way my brain works a little bit more, and I can understand, okay, well, there's certain things that have triggered me this past week. None of it has been bad, but it's been things that I need to be aware of. I've been a little bit under the weather. I've got quite a bad sore throat at the moment. I haven't been sleeping as well as I normally would. I have eaten, it's been Easter, I've eaten a lot of chocolate, and my skin has definitely flared up. I suffer really badly from eczema when my skin flares up, and it's been spreading, and that doesn't make me feel good. So again, these are all things. And then when it comes to doing and recording different bits of content and showing up for social media, that's another, can be a trigger point for anxiety. And a lot of the times we can often think, I can't do this, but this is where we need to harness and almost try and control those thoughts a little bit better, and to find and acknowledge every single step of our journey, and acknowledge and give ourselves a little bit of validation for every single step of the way. So when I want to talk about being brave enough and building courage to put yourself out there and do something that you didn't think maybe a year ago that you'd be able to do, a lot of the time when we think about taking big steps with our business or our art or our hobby or whatever it is you wanted to accomplish, it can often seem like such a massive mountain to achieve, and you don't necessarily appreciate the little steps and you're not acknowledging those little steps. But every day we can choose to be brave, we can choose to put ourselves out there, and we can choose to do certain things, and they will often feel uncomfortable, but it's about acknowledging the little things that we do along the way. So being brave enough today to put myself on camera to you guys, to be able to sit here and realize that I have a responsibility and that I'm so grateful for this space, and it wouldn't be right of me to not show up for you. And it's about me being brave enough to put myself on social media a little bit more, and to do things that will in time build more confidence. And each day we can choose to do things that make us, that our future us will thank ourselves for. But you just got to find the courage to do the thing and put yourself out there and be a little bit, I keep using the word brave, but that's the only thing I can think about, finding the courage to do and working on your mindset. And I'm not gonna sit here and say that you need to go and listen to some self-help podcast, or you need to go and read 10 self-help books, because a lot of the time a lot of that content can be so detrimental to our mental health, where they're telling you, do you know what, you need to get up at 6 a.m, you need to go and do this, you need to do that, you need to achieve everything by 8 o'clock in the morning ready for you to start your day. A lot of us, and I've spoken about this before, but a lot of our brains don't work like that. So when we read content like that, it can often make us feel a lot worse. So because it's almost too structured and it's too regimented, and it's almost like a blanket approach to try and combat productivity, or to try and make people more productive, or yeah, so whatever it may be. But that isn't a way that suits a lot of our brains, especially when we are creative. And again, you need to have enough, or be learning enough about yourself to understand the way your brain works. So if you are morning person, then great, that's good for you. And you can go off and you can explore and you can get up in the morning and do all your do all the things, your morning routine that you need to do in order for you to start. But some of us can't necessarily always wake up early. We have a better tendency to work later into the night. So you've just got to understand yourself enough to understand your trigger points, understand the way your brain works, and actually sort of be aware of the right approach to life that suits you rather than what people tell you that you should be doing. So and go hand in hand with this is notice the way you speak to yourself. You are your thoughts, you are your and your thoughts turn into your feelings and then they turn into your beliefs. So when I say you are your thoughts, you need to find positive things. And I speak about this, I know I speak about this a lot, but find positive things in daily micro habits, which will help you build a bit of a happy dopamine hit, and it will help you in turn build a little bit of optimism and positivity. I often talk about my first morning cup of coffee that I have with taking Charlie out and seeing him splashing in puddles. I mean, half of me thinks, oh my God, I've now got the filthiest dog in the world to go in my car or to go and clean. But I see him so happy, and that just gives me a little positive thing. Or we're seeing the sunshine, like the sun is so bright today and it's beautiful. We have had rain here for so long and it's the fields are flooded, you know. I'm definitely a sort of person that I really struggle with my mood when the weather's bad. So again, just noticing those little things that you can do on a day-to-day basis that bring you a little bit of happiness, and find the positive things in day-to-day so that life feels a little bit lighter. Now I'm gonna preface or segue here and just say, like, in time your mindset will change. The more you practice something, the more you do the thing, the better you will become at it. I remember I used to be a very, very not negative person, but I really did used to struggle with my mindset and my mental state a lot of the time. I often used to think, I can't do this, I won't never be able to do this, I don't know how this is possible. Whereas now, if someone presents me with a challenge, I'm like, okay, well, here's the solution, I will find a solution. And that is just through trying, failing, not being afraid to fail, and actually thinking, do you know what, I will always find a solution to a problem. And again, that is a muscle that needs to be practiced. I have done it quite a bit with my family. We've had a lot of things going on within our family recently, and my mum is a massive, massive, massive worrier. She massively overthinks, and she will often come to me and sort of tell me what's going on, and I feel bad, but I often give her a very black and white, well, you've come to me with a problem, here's the solution. And she doesn't necessarily like my approach to that, but as I say to her, I don't mean to be brutal, I don't mean to be harsh, but unfortunately the way that I live, where I live on my own, where I do everything on my own pretty much, where I run a business, I have to often be solution driven. I can't just dwell on problems. And again, I definitely did used to dwell on problems. I used to massively overthink, and I still overthink a lot of situations, and that is again a trigger point for my anxiety. But when it comes to business or when it comes to a problem, I will always try and find a solution. And I've tried to teach my brain the mindset of, it might never happen, we'll deal with that problem if it happens, but there's no point worrying about things you can't control. You can only control the controllable. So that is, to a certain degree, what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. That's trying to harness my thoughts a little bit better. It's trying to harness my thought, my sort of like my mindset, doing little daily habits that ensure me that I will have a more positive, productive day. So I think as well as that, kind of trying to overcome your negative thoughts and the fear that you might have surrounding certain things. And a lot of us find social media a real place of anxiety. And again, I think a lot of the time we can often compare ourselves, our work, our lives to other people or other things that we see online, and compare the way our journeys and our past to others. So again, it's trying to harness and create boundaries around that, and notice the way that you do speak to yourself around that? Do you sit there and say, right, okay, I need to be better? It's a real thing that my therapist has tried to teach me, or is trying to teach me over the course of me being in therapy, is my mindset was always try hard to be better. And I would laugh with her and say, yeah, but I'm just going to try harder to be better. And she's like, but you need to appreciate how far you've come and where you're actually at, and be kinder to yourself in the process, and not let those thoughts of try hard to be better turn into your really, really like kind of whole colder, harder approach to life. Because she said, you are amazing as you are, and you need to realize how far you've come. And that is something that I want to share with you all as well, is you really do need to realize how far you have come. And a lot of the time we can feel really, really a lot of judgment, or we can feel a lot of criticism, or we can feel like we're comparing ourselves to others. But again, where does that mindset come from? Where do those beliefs come from? A lot of the time they're from things that we have heard in the past, or that people have told us. So again, it's about trying to control your thoughts and control your mindset a little bit more. And as I said, it's not about sort of reading a lot of self-help books and saying, I need to be better, and having positive affirmations thrown at you left, right and center, because that's not going to help. And it really, really angers me, and it frustrates me when I see people online just saying, you know, you need to tell yourself these, look in the mirror and say, I'm enough. Because if you don't believe it, that's not going to help you. But what you can do is try and build more confidence and trust within yourself with promises that you keep to yourself. So you can start this really, really small. Maybe write down a list of things you want to try and do over the next week. For me, when I feel like I'm in a bit of a rut, I will try and say to myself, right, I want to post on social media every day. It doesn't have to be the most amazing bit of content, but I want to be consistent. Or, you know, keeping the promise of recording this podcast episode, not every episode is going to be a really, really educational one. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit deeper. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit rawer. Yeah. Sometimes they are going to be more, I don't know, airy-fairy and a little bit woo maybe. I don't know. But I'm going to try and keep that promise to myself and to you guys that I'm going to keep this going. So one thing I tend to do is write down a list of things that I want to try and promises, little promises. So even going to the gym 3 times a week, or going out for a walk, daily walk, whatever you want to do, write down those little things, those little habits that you want to try and incorporate into your day-to-day life. And maybe put them on your phone, put them on your desk, put them on your computer screen, like wherever you're going to see it every day. And it's just going to keep you holding, like hold you accountable. You could even create a little vision board on Pinterest about just being a little bit more positive, or having a bit of a more like, a, yeah, just, I don't know. I really enjoy doing stuff like that. I enjoy creating vision boards, and they're going to give me a bit of a kick up the bum. Find a really nice podcast or a really good audiobook that you can just get engrossed in, and that can kind of keep your brain occupied when you're doing a task that you don't necessarily want to do. And again, it's just about doing those little things and keeping promises to yourself. So I really, 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 really struggle with admin. I really struggle with emails. I really struggle with messages. I make no pretense of that. I don't try and hide that. I've spoken about it openly on here before, and I always say to myself, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never happens. So sometimes I do have to be strict with myself and say, right, you've made a promise to yourself, you will sit here and do it, and I'll create a reward at the end of that. And I feel so much better when I've done that thing. And again, it's when you keep promises to yourself, then you do build trust within yourself. When you build trust, you'll build confidence. And it's that confidence that can kind of help your mindset shift from being a little bit more negative to being a little bit more positive. So another thing to do is obviously practice whatever you want to do. Practice the thing, practice the artwork, practice the creativity, practice trying to be a little bit more positive. I'm not saying fake it till you make it, but to a certain degree you really have to. A lot of the time, a lot of us don't necessarily want to show our faces on social media. A lot of us are a lot more introverted. We really struggle with putting ourselves online and putting ourselves out there. But the more you practice putting yourself on camera, the more you practice speaking, the more you practice doing the thing, you will in time get better at it. And this again will increase your confidence levels. And in turn, you will start to feel better. And from there, you will start to talk more positively about the thing that you once did or that you once were afraid to talk about. So like for me, I even to a certain degree still struggle to say what I do for work, because a lot of people don't understand. And a lot of people may judge, or they might think, oh, you know, you're an artist. Well, you know, what, is that even a job? And I think when I first started and I wasn't very good at it, I definitely wanted to do it, but I didn't know how to start and I needed to practice. If someone said to me, what were you doing? I would say, oh, I work at a pub. I would never say, oh, I work at a pub part-time, but I'm trying to be an artist full-time. I would definitely try and hide it because I was so scared. Feared judgment, whereas obviously doing it for years now and practicing now, I can be like, oh yeah, I'm an artist, I'm a coloured pencil artist, or I own a creative business, or you know, whatever it is that I say nowadays. And a lot of people will go, all right, what does that mean then? And I'll be like, well, I'll show you, it's easy for me to show you, because a lot of the time we definitely other people have got such a judgment around, or there is a stigma around art, and they don't necessarily, what I said in last week's episode about people can only relate to their own relatability factor. So if someone's not creative, they might think it's cool, but they won't necessarily understand. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's about almost surrounding yourself with the people who are going to make you feel good and are going to uplift you and are going to make you want to be a little bit braver and put yourself out there and make yourself feel a little bit more confident. And it's not always about, it is about creating boundaries with the people who don't make you feel good. So I am so aware of people's energy now, and people who don't make me feel good or are a little bit more negative, and I'm really lucky that I have got some incredibly supportive people in my life now. But the ones who don't necessarily support that, I'm not saying get rid of those people, but sometimes it's about creating boundaries about what you talk about. You don't necessarily need to talk to them about the artwork or the thing you're trying to do. You can kind of create a boundary where you don't see them as often, you don't speak to them in the same way, and it's not about being cold or harsh to that person. It's about protecting yourself and protecting your own energy in this. And that is so incredibly important for you to do this. It's about, again, not letting other people's thoughts and judgments control your own thoughts and judgment and the judgment toward yourself. You have to protect yourself and you have to protect your own energy. And you need to be doing things that self-regulating, that keep you on the straight and narrow, that aren't gonna let you know, so you're not gonna let other people's words affect you. And again, this takes so much resilience and so much practice, and it's creating those boundaries around yourself and saying, do you know what, maybe this week I'm not having that a bigger like a really good mental health day, but sometimes you just need to do the thing and put yourself out there and keep going. And in time, you will get more confident and you will be able to break down walls that you never thought you that maybe you once thought weren't possible to do. But so yeah, surround yourself with the right people. It's okay to take breaks from people who belittle you or you might feel judged from, and you will meet your people in time. As you grow and as you adapt and as you change, your circle will change and you will evolve and you will meet people who are definitely on the same path as you. And again, it's okay to change. You're not meant to stay the same forever. And I think the thing that sort of the last point that I want to make with this is you are not stuck. Whatever your belief about yourself right now, if it's more negative, it doesn't have to stay that way. You have got so much power to change and grow and do the thing that you want to do. You can decide to start now, you can decide to start tomorrow, but you have got so much power within yourself to do the thing and to do whatever you want. It's just about trying to change your mindset and not let others and not let those inner critique and that inner bully stop you from doing that thing that you want to achieve, because it's so easy to let that happen. But, and I think a lot of us, we feel so stuck in our current lives and we don't think it's ever possible to change, and you don't realize how much potential and how much capability you have, but you just got to be brave and you've just got to try, you've got to have the want to do that thing. And yeah, you've just got to do the thing. And I know I say that a lot, but it's so important. And again, it comes back to being brave and to just not letting anyone else dictate your life for you. And the last thing I want to say is, don't be afraid to ask for help. I have definitely, over the past week where I have felt a lot more anxious, I have definitely kind of turned to people and said, I'm not feeling good, I'm not feeling myself, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm really struggling this week. And it's about having things in place that help you stay or not spiral too far down with that. So again, it's about creating those daily micro habits, about having the right people around you. It's about practicing the thing that makes you feel good. It's about maybe asking for help. I speak very openly about the fact I'm in therapy. I have those weekly chats with my therapist, which are really, really good and regulating for me. I have lots of practices in place that help me create a lot more healthy, a better healthy relationship with myself. And again, it just comes down to having a level of self-awareness that, again, the more you do this and the more you practice these things and the braver you get with certain activities and putting yourself out there, I promise you, your confidence will grow and you will begin to brush off those things. And I'm not, or the more negative thoughts, but I'm not saying that this is easy, and I'm not saying that you'll be able to get rid of your anxiety or any mental sort of I don't want to say issues, because I hate the word issues, I absolutely hate the word issues, but anything you're struggling with, it's not always going to go away. And as I sit here after doing this job for near on 8 years, and from being in therapy for a long time, and being in a really, really more, like, a lot more positive place, this is why at the start, at the top of the episode, I said it doesn't always make sense, but if you follow these steps, it does get a lot easier. And just acknowledge how far you've come and just be brave and be bold and don't be afraid to say no to people and don't be afraid to protect your energy, because it is so, so important. I don't know how I feel about this episode. I don't know whether it's been very helpful. I hope it has. I really do hope it has. I've really been in my head. You can probably tell I feel like a little bit more, sort of like a little bit quieter today. I'm definitely, I'm definitely having a day where I just wanted to almost like not really get up and not get out of bed. And I definitely was in my head quite a lot recording this. But hopefully it all makes sense. I promise you, or I tried to be back with a more uplifting, positive episode for you next week. But yeah. I thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being part of this journey and for trusting me with these episodes. As always, I adore you guys and I adore the feedback. So thank you so much for being so incredibly supportive. And I will hopefully speak to you next week. As always, send you so much love and warmth. And I'm so proud of you. You've got this. And I will see you very soon. Take care. And as always, lots of love. Bye.